Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for all that you allow us to do from morning till now. Thank you for saying prayers. Thank you for help and support. Thank you for removing obstacles and thank you for healing us and leading us, O Lord, into victory step by step. Let's confess to God our sins, our shortcomings. As we confess, the Lord will cleanse us from all unrighteousness and also purify us. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Lord, cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness, and lead us to do the work of yours and your will, in the name of Jesus. Let's ask God our needs, and we pray. Every one of us have certain need, Lord, you know it. Answer us as we call, O God. Heal the sick. Provide the needs, solve problems, open doors. And let's pray for one another. If you know somebody who need prayer, or a brother or sister in need of a prayer, let's take a moment to pray for them, to bring them, to call upon His name and bring their names and their needs in the hands of God. Hear our prayer, Lord. Hear us. Let's pray for our families, especially those among them that are unsaved. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for our jobs and the places that we are working. Let's pray that it will be prosper and blessed so that we too will prosper. I pray, Lord, for each and every company. We bless and maintain our brothers and sisters, their work, their jobs, their visa, their income, and their salaries. In the name of Jesus, give them favor. Prosper these companies and places of work in the name of Jesus so that they too will prosper. And those company who are not having income, give them income so they can pay salaries, and whatever pending salaries for all brothers and sisters, they will receive in full in the name of Jesus. Do miracle, O God. Hear our prayers, Lord. Let's pray also for the church and to receive favor in the places that God had put us here in UAE and the extension Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, Malawi, and Sierra Leone. Lord, bless each and every member, family, congregation, workers in these places, O God. We come against the spirit of injustice, abuse, spirit of anti-evangelism, anti-Christ, anti-ministry. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We pray for the salvations of for those who are in the government and the authority. We pray, Lord, that you give us favor to receive from them so that we continue to serve you. Whatever logistic need, Lord, you provide, O God, you make a way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for whatever hindrances that we are facing in various places to bring your people together to worship. We pray, O Lord, remove these hindrances, help us to evangelize, help us to reach new souls. and new people, O God, to save you, Lord. We pray. I pray for more people to repent and to receive water baptism. I pray for more people to receive the Holy Ghost baptism. I pray also, Lord, that each and every one of us to commit his life to you fully, Lord, to save you wholeheartedly, to get the attitude of Jesus, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And even, Lord, we pray for whatever gifts we lack, we need, the spiritual gifts, gift of healing, gift of evangelism, gift of teaching, Lord, showing mercy, generosity, ushering, administration. Lord, provide all these things for us so that we can serve in a better way. Even, Lord, this time we pray that you anoint our worship. Oh God, I know this recording, I know the songs and prayers. Oh God, I know the instruments, and I know the message, the giving, all the item of worship. We pray, oh God, Lord, we pray, we take your word and spread it. Help us, oh God, to hear from you today. Touch us, walk among us, and perfect us to do the work of yours. We thank you, Lord, we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. No other name but the name of Jesus.
Oh,
opportunity to say to you, yes, Lord, for every calling, every ministry, every request of yours to us to go on and save you and do your will. We say, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Continue to lead us into victory, anoint us, protect us from the evildoers and from the work of Satan, so that we continue to save you. In Jesus' name, Amen. Whatever you want us to do, we'd go on and save you. Let's come to the Lord and give Him our life fully, our heart and life, and time, hands and feet, and all the parts of our body to go on and worship Him and save Him.
Oh.
save you alone, give you our hearts and lives, our treasures, and whatever you're going to ask us. Thank you, Lord. Lead us today with your word and guide us with your mercy and your grace and the Holy Spirit. We bless you. That's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us be seated in God's presence. Let's collect our tithes and offerings and first fruits and vows to God. Thank you, Lord, for whatever you had given and provided for us. We thank you and praise you for your great support and strength and guidance and help. Thank you for all the jobs and income, salaries, rewards from you, Lord. Thank you from the depth of our hearts. And Lord, here we bring to you, portion belong to you, our first fruits, our tithes, our offerings, various kinds, and most of our vows. Accept them, Lord, and open the windows of heaven, and bless every obedient child of yours who abides with your instructions, and pour out so much blessing upon him and upon her. And Lord, we pray, use this money, multiply it to reach the lost and to meet the needs of your church. Lord, our eyes on you. You will be the one to help to pay every bill and every needs you will meet. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to Book of 1 Samuel, chapter 28, and let us see what happened to David and his decision to leave Judah, because Saul was after him and he decided to go and stay with Achish, and the king of the Philistines, and we have seen how things get well there, you know, and he gets favor and place. But let us see whether his decision was it from God or it was from his own understanding and wisdom and thoughts. And we have reached a stage that Achish thought that David will be his servant forever. And let's see chapter 28, verse 1 and 2. Let us see what is the progress, so we will know whether David have taken the right decision or no. And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare to fight with Israel. And Achish said unto David, Know thou assuredly that thou shalt go out with me to battle, thou and thy men. And David said to Achish, Surely thou shalt know what thy servant can do. And Achish said to David, Therefore will I make thee keeper of mine head forever. Lord, anoint my lips and put words and verses and statements to teach your people your word and your command. We thank you, God. We bless you, magnify you, we adore you. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Now here, David now was called by Achish, and he will take him with him with the armies of the Philistines who were gathering to fight against Israel. You see here the decision that David made, that it is unsafe to stay in Judah. He went to and get with the Philistine, with the king Achish. And now that decision now, as a consequence of that decision, that he need now to stand with the army of the Philistines to fight the Israelites, to fight the army of Israel, to fight the church. You see the point here? How his decision now is very clear, was a very wrong decision. You know, here we read, when Achish told him, David told him, you will see surely thou will know what thy servant can do. You see how what I will do. Actually, I believe that David was, from inside, was very crushed when he hear about that. You know, he cannot say no because he will be discovered and destroyed. And also, he is not happy at all, because he is now, he need to fight his own people. And let me tell you something. Why the Israelites ask God to give them king? God give the Israelites king, the first one was Saul, because they want the king to fight for them against their enemies. And one of the most furious enemies of the Israelites are the Philistines. And now when God anointed David instead of Saul, David is supposed to be here the king, and the king should fight the battle of the people of God. He should now fight the Philistines. But now, David found himself need to fight opposite way. He should fight the Israelites instead of fighting the Philistines. That if he would do, he would disqualify himself from the ministry. He would be disqualified from being the king that God anointed. Now, what he need to do? You see here, if he will say, I will not go with you, he will be exposed and he will be destroyed by the Philistines. He say, you see your servant what he will do, and Achish confirmed that he really wanted to enslave David. He told him, you will be the guard for my head forever. Be careful of wrong decisions you take. Truly, David was trapped here, was caught with his wrong decision that he made. He and his wives and his family and the men with him and their families, they were caught in a very bad decision. Why this had happened, this bad decision? He did not ask God. How he need to ask God? He need to go to the priest and ask him, what I need to do? And we did not hear, we did not read that. In taking that decision, David, he went to the priest and asked him by the ephod to tell him what he needed to do. You know, I caught many people. Why he did not go? Why people does not like to come and ask advice as the church? Because they don't want the pastor to tell them, no, I have said to many people, no, don't do it. They got upset, they got sad, they got mad also. But finally proved that what decision they were going to take was absolutely wrong. Like here now, the situation of David. David needed God's mercy. You know, sometimes God used the non-believers to stop you. God used believers. Sometimes God used even his church to stop you from doing wrong things against God. Now, I believe that David here was in a real trouble and he cannot do anything, but he needs God's mercy. Let's read chapter 29. Chapter 29, let's read how God pulled him out from that drastic situation that he put himself in. The prophet, he told him, stay in Judah, don't leave it, don't go to other place. Hard-headedness. He does not like to stay there. Now, let him face. Chapter 29, now the Philistines gathered together all their armies to Aphek. And the Israelites pitched by a fountain which is in Jezreel. And the lords of Philistines passed on by hundreds and by thousands, but David and his men passed on in the rearward with Achish. Now David is now brought to the battle. He will fight against Israel. So what God called him to do, he is now doing the opposite. And we get the point here. When you do wrong decision, finally you find yourself doing the opposite thing that God wanted to do. Then said the princes of the Philistines, what do these Hebrews hear? And Achish said unto the princes of Philistines, is not this David, the servant of Saul, the king of Israel, which hath been with me these days or these years, and I have found no fault in him since he fell unto me unto this day? They were questioning why David is there. And the prince of the Philistines were wroth with him. He was angry with Achish. And the prince of the Philistines said unto him, make this fellow return, that he may go again to his place, which thou hast appointed him, and let him not go down with us to battle, lest in the battle he be an adversary to us, for wherewith should he reconcile himself unto his master? Should it not be with the heads of these men? Is not this David of whom they sung one to another in dances, saying, Saul slew his thousands, and David his 10,000s. Now here, the Lord's mercy shown to David. Now there was objection that he should not go to the battle. Who objected? The unbeliever, the Philistines. They were objecting and they were angry also with Achish. Why you brought him? You don't know. You don't know that is David, and he may turn, and it will be very costly the head of our men. So they don't want him. Then Achish called David and said unto him, surely as the Lord liveth, thou hast been upright, and the going and thy going out and thy coming in with me is in the host is good in my sight, for I have not found evil in thee since the day of thy coming unto me unto this day. Nevertheless, the Lord's favor thee not. Wherefore now return and go in peace, that thou displease not the lords of the Philistines. He told him, please, you go back now. Take your men and go. I have no problem with you, but the Philistines, they don't like you. And David said unto Achish, but what have I done? And what hast thou found in thy servant so long as I have been with thee unto this day, that I may not go fight against the enemies of my lord the king? That David speaking like that. I believe he was very happy that they told him, go back. He is now relieved, he is now safe. God had mercy on him, so that he will not do a grievous mistake. And Achish answered and said to David, I know that thou art good in my sight as an angel of God. Notwithstanding, the princes of the Philistines have said, you shall not go up with us to the battle. Wherefore now, rise up early in the morning to thy master's servant that are coming with thee. And as soon as ye be up early in the morning and have light, depart. So David and his men rose up early to depart in the morning, to return into the land of the Philistine. And the Philistine went up to Jezreel. Here the Lord saved David from the consequences of his wrong decision. And God's willing will continue. That's not the end. God still has to need to deal with David. God has mercy on him. But there is more. In the scriptures would teach us. Now let me speak to you. Have you taken a wrong decision, a wrong step? And now you are finding now how you receive good things at the beginning of that wrong decision, but now you are receiving bad things. The message is for you. It's a warning message. If you have made a wrong move, the Lord now is calling you back. God had mercy on you to humble down and to change your way, so that you will not be further do wrong things, that you will find yourself fighting against God, against the church, and against the people of God. Let's all stand. Lord, thank you for your word to us. We repent from any decision we have taken by our own mind and thought and understanding. We come back to you. We give you our life once again. We humble down from our pride, our overconfidence. Yes, O God, help us. Help my brothers and sisters to humble down not to do to do their own, but to do your will. Hear us, O God. Restore back, do miracles as you did with David, so that your people will start once again to serve you. Come to the Lord and ask Him to take your life, give your life to Him. Keep us slaughtered from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.